it is here. Or good night, or good morning, or just hey. So I just want to read 2 Corinthians 4:8 on to like 15. It says, we have we are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we are not destroyed. Through suffering, our bodies continue to share in the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be seen in our bodies. Yes, we live under constraint, danger of death, because we serve Jesus, so that the life of Jesus will be evident in our dying bodies. This one's cool. This is 12. So we live in the face of death, but this has resulted in eternal life for you. You know, God just kind of teaches something, you know, how to be happy or joyful. But we continue to preach because we have the same kind of faith the psalmist had when he said, I believe in God, so I spoke. We know that God, who raised the Lord Jesus, will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself together with you. 15, this one's good. All of this is for your benefit. And as God's grace reaches more and more people, there will be great thanksgiving, and God will receive more and more glory. So, you know, grace, I mean, that's just for like when you mess up. That's what grace is. It allows you to mess up, right? So, like, don't beat yourself up. That's the whole key, is forgive yourself, pray, get over it, and like move on. You're gonna be tried your whole life. Tested. I mean, God showed up. I give my home away, give all my money away. I had to come back and praise God that I didn't have to like lose my freedom. He had other plans, which was awesome. But I'm still not, you know, like great. You know, yeah, I got the book coming out, but I don't know what it's gonna do. And, you know, I've tithed myself right out of money. Pretty much. So, you know, it's just when you get to thinking about all this stuff, there's a verse that says, you know, you have to give everything away to the poor and other. Well, pretty much I just have done that. But he teaches you in 1 Thessalonians, I think it's 5, but 13, I don't know, 5, 13. Rejoice always. When you put the worship music, and I use headphones because it gets right into your brain. You can't think about all when you're worshiping and singing the music, the sound, the song, the words. You can't think about all the lies and all the worries, and, you know, and all that goes away because your mind can't think on that when it's thinking about the words and singing. So you're rejoicing and you're lifting your spirit. The Holy Spirit. God gives us a spirit. We're made in his image. We all have a spirit of God, whether we recognize it or not. But when you take care of it, you'll be joyful. And that is rejoice always. You know, read the word over and over and over. And it's the verse that says, put it on the tablet of your heart. Deep down in your heart, that's over and over and over. If you read Deuteronomy 5, 6, and 7, it says something about speak of it when you're at home, when you're on the way, when you're going to bed, and when you're out. So pretty much all day, all the time, and it'll be written on the tablet of your heart. And everything's not great, but I learned how to keep my spirit high, and financially, you know, bless me or whatever. I can still keep my spirit high no matter what. You know, God is love. Really, all you yearn for is to be loved by someone, marry someone, and have kids and love and have a good life. God teaches you how to love properly. But I wanted to say, hey, love y'all. I don't know who you are, but I love you. You're awesome. Keep being a rock star. Bye.